morning.
Good morning.
It is good to be with you in worship here in person and also online. What a glorious day so far the Lord has blessed us with. A reminder of His presence as we go through thick and thin in our life. For those online, again, a reminder that the service folder can be found on our website under the Staying Connected to God's Word link or under the Media tab as well. Or if you receive our Saturday email, you'll find a link to the bulletin there. As we get into our worship this morning, a question for you. What misconceptions, if any, do you have regarding Jesus and confessing faith in Him as your Savior? What challenges have you had because of your faith in Jesus? What would you be willing to give up or lose on account of your faith in Jesus as your Savior? Jesus has encouragement for us once again today because He knows what we're up against and He knows what it takes to keep our allegiance with Him. So God be praised yet again for another opportunity to glorify Him, to grow in Him, and to go in His name. I invite your attention to page 3 as we continue in the middle with our invocation. Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being. Praise His holy name.
Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits.
We worship this day in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We sing, "The Lord is my light."
Thank you.
Please stand. Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being. Praise his holy name.
Who forgives all our sins and heals all our diseases.
Dear friends, let us approach God with a true heart and confess our sins, asking him, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to forgive us.
Lord of life, I confess that I am by nature dead in sin, for a faithless, worry, and selfish life, for sins of habit and sins of choice, for the evil I have done and the good I have failed to do. You should cast me away from your presence forever. O Lord, I am sorry for my sins. Forgive me for Jesus' sake.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. In his great mercy, God made us alive in Christ even when we were dead in our sins. Hear the word of Christ through his called servant. I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thanks be to God.
Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being. Praise his holy name.
As far as the east is from the west, so far as he removed our transgressions from us.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord for the well-being of all people everywhere, that they may receive from you all they need to sustain body and life. Hear our prayer, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the spread of your life-giving gospel throughout the world, that all who are lost in sin may be brought to faith in you. Hear our prayer, O Christ.
Christ, have mercy.
For patience and perseverance in this life, that we may not lose the hope of heaven as we await your return, hear our prayer, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord of life, live in us that we may live for you. Please be seated. We turn our attention to these words of our Lord, recorded in Holy Scripture. First of all, a reading from Holy Scripture through the prophet Jeremiah, the 38th chapter, where we are told that Jeremiah, he spoke the truth, but it cost him. And yet he spoke it anyway, knowing what potentially could happen. The Lord God indeed was still with him. Shephatiah, son of Mattan, Gedaliah, son of Pashur, Jehukal, son of Shemaliah, and Pashur, son of Melchijah, heard what Jeremiah was telling all the people when he said, "This is what the Lord says. Whoever stays in this city will die by the sword, famine, or plague. But whoever goes over to the Babylonians will live. They will escape with their lives. They will live. And this is what the Lord says. This city will certainly be given into the hands of the army of the king of Babylon, who will capture it. Then the officials said to the king, "This man should be put to death. He is discouraging the soldiers who are left in this city, as well as all the people, by the things he is saying to them. This man is not seeking the good of these people, but their ruin." "He is in your hands," King Zedekiah answered. "The king can do nothing to oppose you." So they took Jeremiah and put him into the cistern of Malchijah, the king's son, which was in the courtyard of the guard. They lowered Jeremiah by ropes into the cistern. It had no water in it, only mud. And Jeremiah sank down into the mud. But Ebed-Melech, a Cushite, an official in the royal palace, heard that they had put Jeremiah into the cistern. While the king was sitting in the Benjamin gate, Ebed-Melech went out of the palace and said to him, "My lord, the king, these men have acted wickedly in all they have done to Jeremiah the prophet. They have thrown him into a cistern, where he will starve to death when there is no longer any bread in the city." Then the king commanded Ebed-Melech the Cushite, "Take 30 men from here with you and lift Jeremiah the prophet out of the cistern before he dies." So Ebed-Melech took the men with him and went to a room under the treasury in the palace. He took some old rags and worn-out clothes from there and let them down with ropes to Jeremiah in the cistern. Ebed-Melech the Cushite said to Jeremiah, "Put these old rags and worn-out clothes under your arms to pad the ropes." Jeremiah did so, and they pulled him up with the ropes and lifted him out of the cistern. And Jeremiah remained in the courtyard of the guard. The word of the Lord. We now turn our attention to our psalm for today. It's Psalm 37 on page 6. We'll sing it as noted. The vocalist will sing the refrain through the first time. We'll sing it a second time, and then the vocalist will sing the verses. We'll join in on the refrains, and the glory be to the Father.
Loves the just and will not forsake him.
God doesn't hide the fact that being a Christian will come with hardships and sacrifices. And so the Lord encourages us to remain faithful. A reading from Holy Scripture, 1 Peter 4. Dear friends, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that has come on you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice inasmuch as you participate in the sufferings of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when His glory is revealed. If you are insulted because of the name of Christ, you are blessed, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests on you. If you suffer, it should not be as a murderer or thief or any other kind of criminal, or even as a meddler. However, if you suffer as a Christian, do not be ashamed, but praise God that you bear that name. For it is time for judgment to begin with God's household. And if it begins with us, what will the outcome be for those who do not obey the gospel of God? And if it is hard for the righteous to be saved, what will become of the ungodly and the sinner? So then, those who suffer according to God's will should commit themselves to their faithful Creator and continue to do good. The word of the Lord. Please stand for the gospel reading. A reading according to Holy Scripture from the Gospel of St. Mark, the 8th chapter. What has following Jesus cost you? As you contemplate that, always keep in mind the bigger picture. Jesus and his disciples went on to the villages around Caesarea Philippi. On the way, he asked them, "Who do people say I am?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others one of the prophets." "But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say I am?" Peter answered, "You are the Messiah." Jesus warned them not to tell anyone about him. He then began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and after 3 days rise again. He spoke plainly about this, and Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But when Jesus turned and looked at his disciples, he rebuked Peter. "Get behind me, Satan," he said. "You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns." Then he called the crowd to him along with his disciples and said, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me and for the gospel will save it." This is the gospel of the Lord. Please be seated as we sing our hymn of the day. This is what is yours in great abundance, God's mercy, His grace, and His peace. And this is all possible through our living Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in whose name we meditate. Amen. We want to focus back on the gospel reading for today. We hear once again these words from Mark 8. Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me and for the gospel will save it. This is God's word, we pray. May the words of my mouth and a meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed by that rock and redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ, who has called us to follow him through thick and thin. How many of you had or have an identification badge to get into your place of employment? What would happen if you forgot it or lost it? We have seen the Hollywood version of what happens when one's identification badge is stolen or compromised. Your identity matters. And how you protect your identity matters, at least while you're employed there. And yet the point is, it matters. And you guard it. And that proves that it matters, guarding your identity. Now, speaking of identity and guarding this identity because it matters, that can also be applied to our relationship with Jesus. There is an evil plot seeking to destroy, to malign, to compromise, to steal our Jesus-given identity. And if successful, that will lead to disastrous results for us. Thus, the encouragement today and always from Jesus himself, through the gospel writer Mark in particular today, to keep following Jesus at all costs. It starts with continuing, confessing clearly who he is. And then it concludes with staying aligned with him at all times. Dear friends, it is important to confess clearly who Jesus is. Jesus asked the disciples in a primarily Gentile area, who do people in this area say that I am? And so they shared with Jesus. Jesus knew the answer already, but they shared with Jesus what they had heard about town. Well, some say you're John the Baptist. Well, what happened to John the Baptist? He had been killed. Well, some say you're Elijah, or you're one of the prophets, or you're an okay guy. You do miracles. You stir up trouble. They probably said that one with caution. Jesus, knowing the answer, more importantly, wanted to know what they thought about who he truly was and is. Peter speaks up for the group, you are the Messiah, and all the implications that comes with that title. Well, what about today? Are there still misconceptions about who Jesus is in our primarily pagan area? You bet, right? Some will say he's a prophet. Which one? Take your pick. Maybe a new one. Some will say, yeah, he was that miracle worker. At least he fooled the people into thinking he was. Some will say he was a good role model. Some will say he stirred up trouble. He spoke a message of hate. No different, is it? And so what the gospel writer has to say to the people then is also applicable to us today. And so also that question that Jesus posed to his initial followers who were right there with him in the flesh, that question applies to you and me today very well. Who do you say? And this is most important. Who do you say that he is? Can you say it in less than 3 seconds? He is the Messiah. And all that is implied with that title, he is the Christ, Messiah, the Hebrew name, Christ, the Greek name, meaning the anointed one. He is the one God the Father chose to be the Savior of the world, clearly identified at his baptism to be the one beloved by the Father, to be the Savior of us all. Indeed, he is Emmanuel, God with us. It's important as we keep following Jesus at all times that we clearly confess who he is without doubt or hesitation by the Holy Spirit working in our hearts, revealing Jesus' identity to us through the Word. We know that he is the Messiah. The Messiah who came with purpose. Jesus knew why he had come to this earth. He knew that he would have to suffer and die at the very hands of people who should have known better. They were the religious leaders of that day. And yet, they allowed their jealousy and pettiness to get the best of them, and they plot to get rid of Jesus. They caused him great suffering, not only at their own hands, but at the hands of the Roman government. They wanted him dead, and so he was sentenced to death. But he also reminds the disciples that he would rise again, something that probably was still lost on them at this point in time. Jesus knew why he came, to seek and to save the lost. And who is that? That is you, and that is me, and that is all people. Lost in our sins. Jesus could not be stopped from carrying out his purpose. Peter, impetuous, bold Peter, tried to stop him because, again, he did not fully comprehend how the Savior would have to suffer and die and in that way bring salvation to all people, and glossed over the fact that he would rise again and what that meant. And so he says, Jesus, that's not going to happen. And what does Jesus say to Peter? Get behind me. You can't stop me, Peter. If you stop me, you're doing the devil's work. Because the devil indeed is trying to stop me, throwing all these demons in front of me, all these hurdles in front of me, even turning the religious leaders against me and trying to trip me up, and then frustrated when they couldn't, and then plotting to kill me. Peter, don't be one of them. How about you? Are you trying to stop Jesus from carrying out what he came to do? Well, he already did it. But are you keeping people from hearing what the Messiah came to do and why he had to do it? Are you ashamed of a bloody Savior for the forgiveness of all of your sins? That's the only way it could happen, through the shedding of his innocent blood. Or are we willing to compromise with those who say, we can earn it? We can earn God's favor. We can make that decision for Christ, and then Jesus will ask you to come into our life, ignoring inherited sin, ignoring our actual sin that separates us from a holy God. God, keep us from doing that, but clearly confessing who Jesus is, the Messiah, who came to suffer and die and rise again. Keep following Jesus at all costs, dear friends. Staying aligned with him at all times through the internal struggles that we have. Jesus says we are to deny ourselves. Why does he need to say that? Because who's front and center by nature in our lives? We are. And we try to get the Lord to swing to our point of view rather than swing to his point of view. We don't make the Holy Spirit's job easy, but thankfully he is God and he can swing our point of view to his point of view. So we have that internal struggle, along with doubts. Is God really caring about me? I mean, think of Jeremiah. He's thrown in a cistern for speaking the truth. God, are you there? Has that happened to you? You speak the truth and you get ridicule? Or you're trying to be a faithful follower of Jesus and you get sick, or a loved one gets sick and God doesn't seem to be answering your prayers of immediate healing? Do you doubt God? Are you fighting that internal struggle? Is God really in your life? Does it really matter that I confess Jesus as the Messiah when he's not there helping me in the blink of an eye? It's not that he's not helping us, that we lost sight of how he helps us and how he answers us. What other internal struggles are we going through that can keep us from confessing Jesus clearly? And perhaps then keep us from following him at all times in the way that he wants us to follow him. There's that disconnection temptation. I don't feel like glorifying God today in the house of worship. And then the next week comes, I don't feel like it then either. And then the next week comes, pretty soon I don't even care if I'm glorifying God with fellow believers. And yet I'll still want to claim being a follower of Jesus. And Jesus says, I never knew you because you disowned me. Jesus isn't going to roll over like a grandpa spoiling a grandchild. He takes his name and allegiance seriously. Do you? Are you willing to tell a family member that? It's not easy, is it? God knows that. So continue to pray to Jesus and ask him for guidance when you're in that situation. It's not getting any easier to be a Christian, is it? Not that it ever really was easy, as Jesus pointed out in our readings. But there was a time in our country, even in our state, even in our locale, that being a Christian, you could be so without fear of being called out. But today, not so easy. So not only are we wrestling with internal, we're also having those external factors that come at us in trying to take our allegiance with Jesus away from us. Oh, you're one of those people. You preach a message of hate. You're an anti-vaxxer. You're against abortion. You're this and that. Without even realizing what that all means. And without even talking to you first about what you really believe. But you get a label. And so with that label, do we become hesitant to speak? Understandable so, right? Another matter to take to the Lord in prayer. Lord, when push comes to shove, may our allegiance stay with you. May we keep following you at all costs. So there's the pressures to deny Jesus, the name-calling that takes place, the not-friendly atmosphere. You do feel for our young people today. Never easy to be young and a Christian, but even more so today. In elementary school, the pressures are there against their faith. And then in high school, it's definitely blatant. It's not your parents' high school anymore. And then in college, talk about an anti-Jesus atmosphere in most of our colleges. Is it any wonder that a young person can go to high school or college as a confessing believer in Jesus and come out denying Jesus boldly. There's a war going on for your soul and their soul. And so we need this reminder of Jesus through the Gospel of Mark. It is still relevant today to keep following Jesus at all costs, confessing Him clearly in our home, in our schools, in our church, so that when we go out in public and we're faced with the ridicule, the external as well as the internal struggles to deny Jesus or to doubt Him, the Holy Spirit will guide us back to the Word to help us stay aligned with Jesus at all times. It's not easy, but we're in the right place to help us. And not just today, but every day to be in the Word. Dear friends, you know by the grace of God who Jesus is, that He is the Christ, the Messiah, the promised one. And you know why this is important, not just for you, but why this is important for all people to know. And by God's grace, as you stay connected to the Word, He will help you stay aligned with Him at all times, so that you can keep following Him at all costs. Until that day, He takes you unto Himself in heaven. The future indeed is bright. And it's that future that gives us strength to live today in confidence as we continue to follow Jesus at all costs. That's the encouragement we need for each other today and every day. Amen. Please stand. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, our risen Savior. Amen. Let us with boldness and confidence confess our Christian faith using the words of the Nicene Creed as they begin on page 9.
We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through Him all things were made. For us and for our salvation He came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became fully human. For our sake He was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day He rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and His kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who in unity with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Christian apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Please be seated.
God be praised as well for the opportunity to support the gospel ministry here and around the world so that we can not only be equipped ourselves, but also equip missionaries with the enduring Word of God so that they can go out with boldness and confidence. We continue with the prayer of the church. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we praise You for reconciling us to Yourself through the sufferings and death of Your dear Son. Through Him we have confidence to enter into Your presence and to bring You our prayers and petitions. Out of the infinite bounty of Your goodness, grant us a rich measure of Your Spirit.
Let the love of Christ fill Your church, so that it may flourish in all good works. Help us show love and compassion for all who are in need.
Bestow on the nations of the earth the knowledge of Your mercy, that they may turn to You, the only God, and find salvation in You.
Strengthen our faith so that we unfailingly come to You
Give a special measure of your power to those who are sorrowful or mourning, to those who are in pain or sickness, to those who may be in temptation or peril, that they may receive your blessed aid.
And help us patiently endure any jealousy and afflictions you bring within and to our hearts, knowing that you are using heaven in love to prepare us for that joyful community with you, which is ours for all eternity.
Lord, you love the cheerful giver, who with open heart and hand blesses freely as a river that refreshes all the land. Grant us then the grace of giving with a spirit large and true, that our life and all our living we may consecrate to you. Watch over Pamela Baker's mother, who has been hospitalized with heart issues. As you will, grant the doctors caring for her success. And also, above all, renew her faith and that of the family in your firm promises. May those able to celebrate another year of grace be able to see your grace abundantly poured out in their life. And for our couples celebrating their wedding anniversary, renew their love in light of your love for each of them. Now hear us, Lord, as we bring you our private petitions. Accept our prayers and intercessions, and provide for all our needs, not because we are worthy, but for the sake of Jesus, our Savior.
Amen.
As we continue with the sacrament, lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give you thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, O Lord of heaven and earth. We praise and thank you for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, and we remember the great acts of love through which he has ransomed us from sin, death, and the devil's power.
By his incarnation, he became one with us. By his perfect life, he fulfilled your holy will. By his death to death, he overcame hell. By his rising from the grave, he opened heaven.
Invited by your grace and instructed by your word, we approach your table with repentant and joyful hearts. Strengthen us through Christ's body and blood, and preserve us in the true faith until we feast with him and all his ransomed people in glory everlasting.
Amen.
We also pray, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Now may this body which was given for you and this blood which was shed for you strengthen and preserve you in the true faith unto life everlasting. Go in peace. You are at peace indeed with God. Amen. We pray. We give you thanks, O Lord, for the foretaste of the heavenly banquet that you have given us to eat and to drink in this sacrament. Through this gift, you have fed our faith, nourished our hope, and strengthened our love. By your Spirit, help us to live as your holy people until that day when we will receive you, when you will receive us as your guests at the wedding supper of the Lamb, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Morning again, just to highlight the fact that there are Connect cards there. Thank you for filling those out. You can find those by the bulletins if you haven't found one yet already. On the one side is for the member information, guest information on the other side. Just keep that in mind and then return them in the basket there on the table with the lamp on it. Appreciate that very much. And do take the time to greet someone, especially if that's a new face or someone you haven't seen in a while. And again, as we said before, if you don't remember their name, that's okay. You can ask them again. And don't take offense if they do ask you again. We're all growing together in Christ. Bible studies taking place for all ages. You can see the bulletin for the list of the studies that are taking place here in the church, also in the teen room, and then Sunday school starts in the chapel in a few minutes at 9:15. If you ever want to just sing along with the Sunday school kids, as they start the Sunday school with singing some songs from Lappy, go ahead. That'd be great. The kids do a great job of singing. So love to have your voices there too. Norm Larson's memorial service is scheduled for 12:30 today here at the church. Keep the family in our prayers. We still have the Truth and Love presentation taking place on Saturday coming up on the 25th. If you want to RSVP, you can do so to the church office and we'll add your name to the list of materials are ready. Again, if you can't stay for the whole 3-hour presentation, that's okay. Come for what you can. This is building bridges, not barriers. So it's a great opportunity for ourselves as we want to grow in our lifestyle witnessing. And then Starting Point, our Bible information course, is scheduled to begin on October 2nd. If you want to sign up ahead of time, you can do so by contacting the church office. We'll meet that first time here in the church proper. And then, as you notice, there is a change out there between the admin building and the church. As we said, for various reasons, you can read the note that the Board of Stewardship put together. Those trees have been removed. And Lord willing, 6 months from now, there'll be new trees there that are drought-friendly and won't grow as large and be as intimidating to our buildings and sidewalks. And so the Rose Garden will have a fresh new look as we look to enjoy using the Rose Garden in part of our campus improvements for more fellowship. It's a beautiful area. We're working on sprucing it up once again so we can use it for such. There was one casualty during that. That rail did take a little dent to it. The company is going to take care of that. So just FYI, stop any rumors right there. It's all good. We know about it. Other information, see the weekly news. God's blessings on your day and also in helping you stay following Him at all costs. Thank you.